Hey, look! I can spin around!
Don't hoard cat food. Star Wars Typhoon. You could joke all night, but no kung fu. No more cartoons, no more kung fu. No kung fu.
They crushed his cape! They crushed his fuzzy cape! That's the part, eh?
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
What's up, internet? Rolling Off Track Podcast number 46, 46, 46, right, DJ, 46?
Yes, sir, 46 in the building, man, we doing it.
46, welcome to Rolling Off Track Podcast, ROTPOD, from ABQ, New Mexico, 505. I guess we're starting to do 2 times a week, right, DJ?
Yes, sir, we're doing 2 times a week, man. We're trying to get that 100 going by the end of the year, maybe 150.
150, yes, sir. We do this because we enjoy chit-chatting, talking about tech, talking about whatever comes to mind, rolling off track. So we just roll off that tech talk. Right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Cool, cool. Yep. So tonight we're doing a Friday night. Friday night, doing it live on mixlr.com/rockpod.
I'm pumped to do the live thing, bro. It's a lot more exciting, you know what I mean? Because we're on the air, we're live, we're not, we can't pause, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah, there's a couple of guys that wanted to come on, but they're not responding. So hopefully they'll be able to come on. Different fellas. But until then, the show must go on. So it's just me and DJ as always, chilling, rolling off track. Yeah, I was gonna tell you, DJ. Steve texts me. He's all saying it's midnight over here, man.
No brew pod tonight, man. Everybody on the East Coast is fast asleep, approaching, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yep. Yep, so, yes, sir. Yeah, doing good. How's your week, buddy?
Just doing pretty good, man. Just been hitting the gym a lot. Me and my buddy actually stepped it up to twice a day.
Oh, snap.
it's tiring, buddy. Just a lot to do, plus the gym. The people at the gym are like, oh my God, they're all, you know what I mean? They're all pumped. They see us in the morning, show up at like 9, 10:30, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They're
like, hey, how's it going? Nice to see you. And then we show up at like 6 or 8. And they're like, what the hell? They're all, hey, you guys are back again? And then just like the last couple of days, dude, they're like, oh my God, you guys are so healthy. You guys are so healthy. Awesome. Yeah, dude, they're all pumped, dude. Like the people that work there, they're like, yo, we feel bad about ourselves. Like, you guys are in here like twice a day, just like working harder than anybody else. That's so sick. Like, oh my God. And we're like, all right. You know what I mean? Just trying to stay fit and,
you're gonna have your pictures on the wall pretty soon, but it's,
yeah, right. No way, dude. I don't take many pictures. You know me, man. I don't take many pictures of myself, bro.
Incognito, huh?
Yeah, I just trying to share it through my eyes, man. Like, just how I see things instead of what I look like. Cause, I mean, I don't know about the selfie thing, bro. You know, every once in a while I'll bust one out and that's just like, yo, but that's about it.
Yo, is that your, resolution for this year, 2014?
And no, man, that's just kind of how I'm just how I'm playing it, man. You know, that's just, I don't know. That's just how I am.
The workout thing.
Oh, the workout thing?
Yeah, thing.
What's up?
Is that your resolution?
Oh, no, man. I honestly used to go to the gym a lot. But just started doing other things. You know what I mean? You just kind of fall into bad habits of sitting around, watching TV, hanging out with friends. You know what I mean? Just, playing PS3.
Yeah.
So, my buddy, he actually goes to the gym all the time, been going for a year, and, needed a ride to the gym one day. And I told him, I was like, hey, man, you mind if I tag along with you, bro? And he's like, oh, well, are you serious about it? And I'm like, yeah, definitely. So, you know, a week passed by and I kept calling him, hey, let's go. And he's like, God damn, bro. He's like, you're the only fucker that's down. Yeah. He's like, you're the only fucker that's ever been down enough, dude. Like, most people they tell you, hey, man, let's go to the gym. Let's hit it hard. And then they just, like, get to the gym and stand around because they don't know what kind of workout to do. It's like, man, start lifting weights, you know, lift light weights, learn, you know, proper technique, you know, read up on some articles, stuff like that. So, you know, I like to stay active and fit. I can't run as much anymore because I had a motorcycle accident. I fell on my motorcycle and it hurt my knee real bad. So I'm not as able to run, but, you know what I mean? Definitely just trying to stay fit, active, and hit the gym, bro. Self-improvement, brother, is what we've been talking about lately. Me and my buddy, you know what I mean? That's kind of our, motto type deal. It's just self-improvement, bro. Self-worth and things like that. You know what I mean? Just looking good for yourself and feeling good just makes everything much better, you know?
Yes, sir. Is that your motto?
Yeah, I mean.
What's the motto with you?
I seen that dude from Family Guy, bro. You know what I mean? He's like, part of the mustache club. He's like, boopity bop.
Yeah. Since you're talking about fitness being fit, I don't know what the motto's with you, buddy, but some of the top fitness apps: Runkeeper, Runtastic Running, Lose It, Fitocracy Workout, Endomondo Sports, and the Calorie Counter. Those are the top fitness apps. Are you using any? Do you use any apps?
I don't use any apps on the phone, man. I was honestly thinking about getting an app. I mean, I have a lot of apps on the phone, but not for workouts. I've looked at them. Some of them, the better ones, you got to pay money for them.
Oh yeah.
So you know what I mean, like $1.99. So I think I'll just I don't know, man. I've been hitting the gym for about shit off and on, dude. I'm not even gonna lie, like maybe like 6 years.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little bit more. So off and on, I've kind of learned to you know what. What workouts were benefiting me and kind of learned how to use the weights correctly. You know what I mean? Instead of just trying to be all fucking macho in the gym, dude, that shit don't work. Because I'm not even going to lie, dude, there's jabronis at the gym, man.
Is that song Come On? Was that song Come On?
Jabronis?
Yeah. Wasn't there a song like that?
I don't know, man. The Rock used to, one of my other buddies like, man, didn't The Rock used to use that word a lot? I'm like, dude, that's the only way I can explain these dudes. Some of them were funny, man. I mean, like, you know, no disrespect. I'm not trying to clown on anybody, bro. But some of them are in there and, like, they get in the way and they'll fucking look at you and give you dirty looks and stuff. I was like, man, I'm just trying to work it out.
Yeah.
You know, and then they end up staring at you the whole time. You know, you're working out, just bossing a workout. And all of a sudden you look up and there's like 20 pairs of eyes staring at you. You're like, whoa, I feel all weird. I feel awkward. You want to go post up in the corner for a little bit, you know what I mean? Go work out on a machine by yourself because it's like, why are you guys staring at me? And there was this one dude and he grabbed like 55 pound, you know, just like dumbbells.
Uh-huh.
And, he goes and stands to the back of the machines. And for the life of this guy, I mean, he wasn't like a big dude, but he wasn't a small dude. Like he was like 6 foot, maybe like 160 pounds, 70 pounds. And, he couldn't lift those 55s, dude. Or, you know what I mean? He tried the 50s, the 55s, and the 60s, and every time he couldn't lift them, like, past not even his pants line, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Not even his, like, waistline. And this really big dude that works out, he was, like, looking at him laughing. He's like, dude, what are you doing? You know what I mean? And he's, like, trying to impress this girl, and it was like, yo, dude, you don't look very cool. And, you know, like, he was, like, leaning really far back, like, you know.
Just
you
trying to lift it up? Good.
Yeah, he just couldn't do it, bro, and I was like, my homie turns around, looks at me, and he goes, dude, that guy needs to lose the weight. He's like, he needs to drop weight, like, a lot. And so he goes up to the racks, and he picks up the 60s, and my friend turns around, and he's like, oh, God. He's like, oh, God. And I think that was just 4 or 5. I was just, like, walked away, man. And he's like, hey, you should be careful, brother. You know what I mean? That's all that was said to him was, hey, be careful, bro. You might hurt yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fitness talk, bro.
Some crazy fool trying to impress somebody else, huh?
Yeah, man, just jabronis at the gym. Bottom of the story was the jabronis.
Jabronis. Yeah. How do you spell that, buddy?
I spell it J-A-B-R-O-N-E-S.
Jabronis.
Yeah, jabronis. Yes, yeah. I don't know. However you want to spell it, I don't know. That's... what is that, What's that? Ebonics. That's what I'm trying to think about. Ebonics, you know what I mean? Like how they spell words.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Real, real word. What it is, like WUTITIZ. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just weird shit.
Yeah. Baby, do you listen to any jams when you're working out?
You know what, brother? I've been listening in my mixes.
Oh yeah, DJ Problem. You talking about DJ Problems?
Yeah, dude. I know that guy.
Oh snap.
He's all right.
Well, did you hear that? His newly released 3 days ago. 7 times out of 10, we listen to our music at night by DJ Problems Electro House.
Oh, dude, that one was awesome, right?
Yes, sir.
I really
yes,
like that mix. Awesome mix, dude. Right?
Yo. For real, though, you guys check it out. House mixes, DJ Problems mixes. Check it out. Check it out. So you listen to that when you're working out?
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of minimal house lately, but God, dude, it's just deep and it gets me dancing and grooving. I swear the other night when I was recording this mix, like, I don't mix that music much, so you know, every time I try like new genres or something, just something new and different, you know, it takes me like a time or two just to, you know, hear tracks through that I've never even heard before. And, you know, I'm trying to work it live on Ableton. I'm trying to change the beat, not all the, you know what I mean? I'm trying to just basically rework the song so that way I'm able to use it the way that I want to in Ableton. And it allows me to, you know, beat match correctly without sounding like a fool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, just be able to properly DJ the way that I like to, you know? So it's cool. I jam out and I listen to my mixes before I, put them on the internet. So take them to the gym every morning, dude. And I'm like, yeah. I jam it out for like a week or two, dude. And I'm like, just like, yes, yes, I love this mix. And then I think about it and I'm like, oh my God, did I drop this mix already? And if I mistakenly put up a second mix that sounds the same, or I might have like retitled it, I did it by accident because I had like 3 or 4 of them that I had listened to repeatedly, you know, over and over.
Yeah.
Before I ever dropped them, you know what I mean? So I've heard them 100 times and then I'm like, oh man, dude, I don't remember if I put this one on. So
cool.
Dropped 3 or 4 of them. So yeah, listen to them at the gym and stuff like that.
Yeah. One of the, top songs for this week is, Katy Perry, Dark Horse. Do you know about Katy Perry?
I know about Katy Perry, brother.
Oh, okay. Check out this, little sample right here. But you better choose carefully. I'm capable of anything, of anything, and everything. Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only. Katy Perry right there, buddy. Sounds different than what she usually puts out on.
Dude, that's some rough shit, man. I definitely, that sounded good, bro. Respect for that. That sounded actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good that she's changing it up a little bit.
Yeah, man, that's definitely new sounding for Katy Perry, and that's some dope stuff, man. That didn't sound bad.
Yeah, sounded good, man. I like that. Then number 2, The Man by Allo Black. Number 3, Say Something by Great Big World. Number 4, Happy from Pharrell Williams. Number 5, Timber by Pitbull. And the top 3 apps on iTunes, Flipagram, Photo and Video, Rayman Jungle, It's a Game, Snapchat, Photo and Video, Quiz Up, Game, and Facebook. Man, Facebook's always one of the top apps everywhere. Android, iTunes.
I got a question for you, buddy. What do you got on your phone as far as apps? What's up in Mr. B's phone?
Okay, that's pretty good.
Let's do a little back and forth, brother. What is on Mr. B's phone?
All right.
What apps?
I got the main one is I got my Dropbox and my Box and my Sky and my SkyDrive.
Oh shit, you got a SkyDrive on there, huh?
Yeah, that's the one that takes care of my just keep my stuff online everywhere and just have them right there when I need them, you know.
Nice.
Files, music, videos, photo. Everything. I gotta kind of have everything at my fingertips, as they say.
I got another question for you, buddy, and I had seen you, I believe you were tweeting about it.
What's that?
Instagram or no Instagram?
Oh, right? Yeah.
Is Mr. B gonna Instagram or no Instagram?
Yes.
Ooh, shit.
I think I did a two pics already.
Well, you gotta send me a friend request, bro.
Okay, do I just look up your name?
Yeah, bro, or I can just look up your name right now. What
is it? ROTPOD, buddy, Mr. B.
Oh, shit. Mr. B is on Instagram. I'm pumped.
Yes, sir. I can't believe we never did this, though. How, like, what apps we have on our phones.
Yeah, man. That's awesome because, you know, it's cool to know, like, all right, there you are, bro. I'm sending you a follow right now.
Alrighty. And, the one I use for, like my office stuff, the documents, Office Suite Pro handles all my documents, buddy. PDFs, Word documents.
Oh, shit.
That's like hardcore right there, buddy.
Tekken. Tekken. Love that. The Tekken. Well, you know what I mean? Like tech stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I got a message, from a listener. We were talking about topics. Rice Krispies. How do they make the goo gooey?
The goo gooey?
Yeah, Rice Krispies. Is that just the marshmallows?
I believe that's melted down marshmallows.
Yes, sir. There you go, buddy. There's your answer. Melted marshmallows.
I love Rice Krispies, man. They're my favorite, brother. I love Rice Krispies.
Yeah, they're good, huh? Like, coming back from Gallup, we stopped by at a truck stop. And inside the truck stop, they're selling the Rice Krispie treats. And the Rice Krispie treat was maybe like 2 foot by 1 foot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's the biggest one I've seen ever.
1 foot by 2 foot?
Yeah, it's like real big. Like,
oh my God. That is a big Rice Krispie treat, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I want a Rice Krispie treat like that. Oh, if someone ever wants to hook me up, we're ever out of town or anything like that, and I ever ask for a request or anything, just give me some Rice Krispie treats, and preferably one that's 1 foot by 2 foot.
too bad they don't carry that at Sonic, huh?
Oh, bro, I've been hitting up Sonic lately. What about you?
No, not yet. I wanted something like a drink from there, though.
It took us 45 minutes to get, dude. It took us 45 minutes to get food the other day. It was fucking ridiculous. Oh my God. We had to drive to two of them because the first one, dude, I rang the button like 10 times, I swear. And no one came, yo. And there was like 20 people fucking standing around hanging out. And they were running out to the other cars and they were giving everybody else. And I'm like, yo, what the hell's going on, yo? So I like ring it again and I'm looking at my buddy. I'm like, yo, dude, are we just like fucking invisible or is like somebody just not wanting to take care of us? And so they didn't help us, bro. I swear we sat there for like 10, 15 minutes and I rang that thing, dude. And that's a while to sit there and wait, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, man, let's just go to the other one. So we went to the other one and then we get there and there's a line all around it. Plus it's coming out to the street on Eubank and Montgomery, like past Whole Hog and all that stuff, dude. Like, I was like, whoa, took us 35, 45 minutes to get food.
She said, what's crazy. The motto? What's the matter with you?
What's the motto? Oh, shit.
Yes, sir. 2014 Pro Bowl happening this Sunday, January 26th at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Aloha Stadium live on NBC. AFC versus NFC. You gonna watch it?
I don't watch much TV, buddy. I'm not even gonna lie.
Oh, okay. All right. Don't worry. I'll be giving you updates.
Fill me in, buddy. Hey, actually, you know what? While we're on the air, dude, I'm going to actually go ahead and download the ESPN2 app so that way I can stay in touch with kind of shit that's going on. Or like, is there like that ESPN app is the one where I could just like watch all the sports and shit that's going on, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of have something to talk about so I'm not just babbling like a moron.
Yes, sir. But that's happening this Sunday, Pro Bowl. Players from all teams except Broncos and the Seahawks will be playing in the Pro Bowl. Check it out.
Let me just say that I hope the Broncos win. So I'm gonna say
yeah, I think
that.
I'll be going for the Broncos too.
Yeah, because well, Crabtree. Talk shit about Crabtree or whatever the hell are you saying?
Right? Yeah, I'm the best corner in the.
You can't put me up against no one because I'm gonna stomp him out. Whatever the hell he says, I don't know what the hell he says.
Stupid guy.
Did you see that picture of him? Where it says Google on his nose?
No. Should post it, buddy.
Oh my God. Dude, I don't know where it's at, bro. It's bad, bro, but you know what I mean? Like, it shows the picture of a homeboy. He's like all upset. And I was like, oh man, that's that Seahawks dude. And it says Google. So it has the G by like one side of his nose. And then his nose hole openings are so open because he's talking shit.
Yeah.
Like, just so raging. They should put that as the new Google background for a day, bro. Just at the back when it says Google. He could be the poster dude for the day.
Yeah, like how they do, like, funny, like they do how on the like the homepage, how they do different pictures every week.
Yeah.
Did you know that they do that every week?
The Google?
Yeah, they change it out every week.
Yeah, the background where when you log into Google or whenever you show up to the website, it's different on the background, and like Google's spelled out different ways, and like sometimes it's all like people and gears and like all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah. Right.
They should do it next week, because it's the following week is a Super Bowl.
Yep, they should. They could pay him too.
Yeah.
Hopefully he wins.
Pay him. Pay him $70 for an officially licensed C-3PO adult onesie.
Do you wear a onesie, Mr. B?
If I wear one, if I had one and I'm wearing one right now, then I would tell you, nah, I wouldn't wear one.
There's no way in hell I could wear a onesie, bro.
Not even for fun?
Hell no. Nah. I don't know, man. If it was cool, I don't know how cool a onesie could be.
What if you're the only one in your home?
Hell no, dude. I'd rather just go boxer briefs, bro. I'd just rather go boxers or briefs. Just fucking kicking it instead of a onesie.
Yeah, onesie, buddy. Did you see the link I sent you?
It's this Geekology trophy statue.
So yeah, these onesies, these Stormtrooper, Darth Vader,
dude.
$70. $70, buddy.
You know what? The Darth Vader one is cool, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. The Darth Vader one is cool, but it's gotta be more baggier, and it would need a cape with the mask on it.
Oh yeah, have the mask on. You gotta have the mask.
And I would rock it. Man, it's Vader, bro. You know what I'm saying? That is kind of cool, though. I'm not gonna lie. They should make a belt, a utility belt that actually goes around that might be real, you know what I mean? That kinda unzips in the middle. I'd get like a 4X, maybe I'd rock it, dude. I'd get a 4X and rock it.
A 4X?
4X and rock it.
Alright, here's the next one. If you're gonna rock a new Windows phone, they're putting out a Windows guide where you can just to look up, like if you're a beginner, just a basic guide on like the apps they have, how to use the buttons and how to use the interface and just the basic stuff. So maybe if you're like trying to figure out if you want to go to Windows, you could just check out this guide and see if you're interested in it.
Brother, I'm working off a Mac.
You're off a Mac?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You have an iPhone, huh?
Yeah, man. I would like to get another Android, bro, but I have Macs and they're not too friendly, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You want to hear some funny shit? I just barely learned how to stick shit on my phone, dude.
You learned how to what? iTunes.
I just barely learned how to stick stuff on my phone from iTunes.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I had a hell of a time, dude. I feel like I must have deleted my shit like a million times. I'm like, why is this happening? Dude, I don't know what the hell, dude. It's just because I'm just doing too much shit, dude, and I just don't realize what the hell I'm doing, but I finally got it to
put some
save
stuff
my
on
music.
That.
Yeah, man, so I could actually hear shit, and I did that for the gym, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but music, videos, did you do any videos or pics?
For what?
To transfer to your phone?
No, man, I was trying to actually upload music, dude, and it doesn't let you off of the iPhone. I was having, like... It just won't let you do it. It won't let you go into the music library. It just pulls up the phone photos or videos.
Oh yeah, yeah. The only way you can't do that. You can only go from computer to phone. You can't go from phone to computer.
So you can't go, but you can do that on a. You can do that on you can do that on an Android.
Android, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sir.
See, that's bullshit, man. that's just a inconvenience for me, bro. Because if I'm on like. If I'm not at home, dude, I swear, dude, there's been so many times where I have to drop my shit just to go home to do something. You know what I mean? Cause I can't do it off of my, off of my phone. I have to use my computer and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's why I like my Android. That's why I can do just a lot of things that I can do on my PC. That's why I like the Android.
Maybe I should get like a tablet, huh? Carry that shit around.
Yeah, get an Android tablet where you can, yeah, you can use it as a PC, just transfer things back and forth, and there's a bunch of apps out there, and yeah, try it.
Isn't that an iPad the same thing? Can't you do that with the iPad?
But
can I do that off the iPad?
You can, but you won't be able to transfer stuff off and onto it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's still the same thing?
Still the same thing, because it's a Apple. Steve Jobs' buddies still watching over his products.
Shut the hell up. Are you kidding? Are you for real?
Yeah, for real, man. So, iPads.
A tablet won't share it if I have it up on a tablet and I go to a website. It won't upload it from there. It won't take it off of the... It'll only do it from a laptop or desktop?
Yeah.
What?
But if you have like tracks on your iPhone or your iPad, you could probably use like Dropbox or Box or SkyDrive. That's the only way. And then get it off of wherever you want to download it. But then if you're somewhere where you don't have internet, then that's going to be a bad thing. Cause you're going to have internet to download whatever you upload. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. I forget about these things. So when I reflect on them, I kind of get upset. I'm like, yo, that's bullshit. I kind of forget sometimes, dude.
Yeah. So if you like having your stuff handy and uploading, transferring all the time, and Android's pretty good.
I crossed to the dark side.
They said they did it like that for Apple because people just want it simple.
Well, it's not simple. What do you think? This is simple?
Yeah, it's too simple. Too simple for me.
MacBooks? Mac?
No, just the iPhone and iPad.
Yeah.
It's just like a simple interface and pages, and you just click on the icons, and that's it. But with Android, you could do like a lot of customization and just do a bunch of things, and that's why I like my Android. I do a bunch of things on it.
What do you have? I forgot what you got.
The phone?
Yeah, what do you have?
Oh, I still have the Droid 4, the one with the slide-out keyboard.
Does it turn sideways and you slide it out?
Yeah, it's sideways. Yes, sir, yes, sir. I used to have that pic on my Twitter profile. I don't know if you ever seen it.
I remember that. It's not the same. It's a mixer now, huh?
No, it's the same one. Same phone.
It is?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that is. That's right. Do you like that? It's touchscreen and a keyboard, huh?
Yeah. Yes, sir. The keyboard's pretty good. Especially when you're filling out forms like online and on those on the office suite. Mm-hmm. When you're filling out forms, the keyboard is pretty good instead of having to have the on-screen keyboard take up like half of the screen. So the keyboard's pretty good.
I miss my like we were talking about the Sidekicks, man. I miss that thing because it's like that. You know, it's like your phone, dude. It has that full screen, but yeah, it has a keyboard on it that can be hidden, you know what I mean, or used.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, so. I don't remember if the Sidekick wasn't touchscreen though, huh? I don't think it was. The Sidekick LX? I don't believe it was touch.
I don't think it was, yeah.
I just think it had the little cursor ball that was in there that lit up, and it had the little buttons that you could kind of move and do what you needed to do. Damn, I missed that thing, bro.
Yeah, it says it was touchscreen, but they're saying it was horrible.
It was horrible, yeah. It wasn't exactly
perfected. So, Sidekick, old school Sidekick. I bet if one of the listeners has the Sidekick, maybe you should tag us in that pic and we'll check out your Sidekick, see if you still use it or not. 95%. Oh, go ahead.
Mr. B, you make me laugh, dude, with the tweets. Yo, what's the motto for you? Oh, bro, that made me laugh. I like that.
The reason why I kind of like posting stuff on Twitter when we're doing the podcast now is when you look back at it, you just laugh at it.
Yeah, I do.
That's why I like doing that now. But yeah, 95%.
Yeah, sorry, brother.
95% of the world's ATMs are still using Windows XP. So by this year, they're gonna slowly change those Windows XP to Windows 7s.
Damn.
That's 95% of ATMs in the world. Can you believe that, running Windows XP?
Man, I better get a job reformatting ATMs.
Yep. Maybe you could travel all over switching these operating systems out.
Hell yeah, I do that enough here, dude.
Yep. So, yeah, they said they're gonna be upgrading them throughout 2014. And Microsoft is cutting off the Windows XP support by April 8th. So, this ain't where, and that is just regarding anybody that has a Windows XP machine in their home. They won't be supporting Windows XP no more. So everybody's gotta upgrade to recommended Windows 7.
Are they gonna give it out as a free download, or are they gonna have to buy it?
No, they're gonna have to buy it.
It's scandalous, dude.
But yeah, how many years was it? Like, I think it was like 11 years XP's been out.
Damn,
dude. No, 12 years. 12 years it's been out, so that's longer than enough for that company to keep supporting it.
Damn, dude, it came out in 2002, huh? Right after Y2K.
Yep. So Windows XP machines, no more support after April. So either switch over or you can still use it, but you'll be vulnerable to hacks easier because like programs have different flaws in them. So when that happens, then that's when it's easy for hackers to get into your system. How do you like them apples?
I guess I'm glad I got a Mac.
Yes, sir. This next story, DJ. This next story. Beer flavored jelly beans, just because they can do it. Jelly Bean has just announced it's adding a Hefeweizen inspired draft beer flavored jelly bean to its lineup.
Jelly Belly. I love Jelly Bellies. What about you, bud?
Yeah, they're okay. They're pretty good. Just the different ones that you like. The different ones that you prefer.
You know which ones I like? I like the peach ones the best.
Peach ones?
I fucking love those peach ones. Oh, dude, the little orange ones are like. I guess they're not orange, but they're like yellow with little like red spots on them. They're like little weird eggs.
Oh, okay.
But, and then the kiwi ones, bro.
Kiwi
strawberry.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Strawberry. Beer ones. Hey, what if you get pulled over? yo, I just had a cup of jelly beans, dog. And they're like, no, you didn't. You didn't have no cup of beer flavored jelly beans.
Yeah,
you
I don't
smell
know.
Like booze, dude. Up the.
They probably won't believe you, but yeah, they'll probably smell it. Huh? They'll probably smell it, but they won't figure it out. Even if you try and tell them.
I think you would go to jail for that until they did a blood test and then they realized that you weren't drunk. But then that's a lot of hassle, buddy. I think that might be a alcohol beer candy. Chug it.
Chug it.
What if it makes you smell like booze, dude?
I don't know, man.
What if you ate too many of them, like a couple like that, dude? And you're standing in front of the cop and you just throw up everywhere. You're like, he's like, what the hell is that? These are my beer flavored jelly beans. He's probably thinking you're eating jelly beans and fucking drinking beer, dude.
Probably. And imagine if kids get a hold of it too.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be a bad thing because Jelly Belly is releasing it. You know what I mean? There's probably no alcohol content in them, but.
Just a taste of it.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll just say, yeah, I guess that's kind of a good thing. You know, you can't drink, so you're going to get the. Get the jelly beans.
Just get
instead.
The taste of it.
Right.
Hefeweizen Jelly Bellies. Get it. Instagram it.
Try them, bro, and we should give a review on them. All this stuff, dude, we should give reviews on some of them.
We should,
that'd be cool.
Huh?
Yeah.
Then we can Facebook it.
Yeah.
Tweet it. Instagram it.
Yeah.
Google Plus it. What else did I put?
Twitter.
Twitter Facebook. It. Tweet it.
Tweet
beats.
I call it the twiddle. What do you call it?
You call it the twiddle?
Yeah, I call it twiddle.
I just call it a Twitter, just what it is.
That's stupid, bro. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry if I'm fucking stupid, dude.
The twiddle. Check your twiddle, buddy. What's the motto with you?
Right? Go check that twiddle.
Go check that twiddle. What's the motto? Twiddle it, buddy. Beats Music wants to be your perfect streaming DJ. Dr. Dre, Trent Reznor have finally launched Beats Music. It's an app similar to Spotify, Pandora, and RDO. Yeah, it just lets you stream music just like those other apps. But where you pay for it. Doesn't have a price. But maybe since it's similar to that, maybe you'll be paying like 8, 9, 10, 10 bucks a month to stream music. What do you think about that?
So if it doesn't have the beats in it, you have to pay for it? Is that what that means?
No. That's just what the app is called, Beats Music.
Oh.
But I bet they'll advertise it as that too. Like, make your Beats Music sound better with the new Beats phone or something like that, you know?
Dude, they just came out with the wireless ones that are pretty dope, dude. I'd actually like to have those and just at the house so that way, if I'm ever, you know what I mean, or on the MacBook when I just need to listen to the headphones and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a cord all tied up. Sometimes I just like to lay in bed and fucking get on the computer because I can't sit up in the chair anymore. That'd be kind of cool, you know?
Yep. And it does, $9.99 per month. And if you're with AT&T, they're offering their AT&T customers access to 5 users for $14.99 a month. So 5 users for $14.99 a month if you're with AT&T, or $9.99 per month. Beats Music. Get your Beats. Good news. We got some good news. Life on Earth will not boil away as soon as we previously thought. So I guess research showed that, what was it, like 600 or so million years, the Earth is going to boil from the sun. But they did some more researching and they found out that, that's why they say good news, it's going to be 1 billion to 1.5 billion years from now that the sun will boil the Earth.
Yay, so, we're going to be around long enough to ruin the planet's warming.
You know, that's still a lot of time, huh? Like 600 million years to 1 billion to 1.5 billion years from now?
I don't think we're going to be around for that long, dude.
not us.
I don't think we'll be around for that long. I honestly don't.
You know, that's like, you mean, like I know what you're talking about, but for the listeners, you're talking about like humans, right? The human race?
Right, I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't even think any, like, life will be around. You know, I just think it'll, if anything, maybe real primitive life, real basic, little animals and shit. Because you gotta think about it like this, I mean, like, if we were to leave, man, and the world was to start going back to the way it was, all the animals and stuff like that, they would eventually, you know, the ones that couldn't survive for themselves, they would die. Of course, the animals that were wild and stuff, they would feed off the other animals eventually. I mean, I guess the ecosystem would go on, but, you know, I think just the real basic stuff would happen, you know? The organisms and shit about that time. I think everything's going to come to a grinding halt. What if we use all our resources up, bro, in the desert? We're in the desert.
I know, huh? You know?
How long, honestly, do you think that we could have water and stuff like that here? Maybe our, what is it, our aquifer? Is that what it's called, the aquifer under here?
Yeah.
An aquifer? I think we were talking about it today, dude. Like, they were saying it's getting used up way faster than it was getting replenished. So, I mean, eventually, dude, that's gonna cause an issue, I believe. You know, if a city grows and you can't replenish, you know, resources faster than you use them, I don't see that benefiting anybody. What did you say?
1 to 1.5 billion.
Maybe we'll be all robotic, dude, like fucking Terminator.
Maybe.
Oh, shit. We won't even need water. Never mind.
Yeah, but us, we don't have to worry about it. What's the motto with you? We don't have to worry about it, buddy. Hey, is that our episode title?
What's the matter with you? Hell yeah, let's do that, because I don't know what the hell's the matter with me tonight.
Yes, sir, this is Rock Pod, buddy. Don't get straight.
Dude, it says it offers hope. Ha ha, just kidding, we're screwed. Ha ha. Oh, that was good.
Just kidding. Hey, check out this next story. Did you get it? SoundCloud pursuing its first licensing deals with record labels, which means that, how, you know how SoundCloud takes down copyrighted content?
Yeah. That means they're not going to.
So you'll be able to play your favorite tracks on site, just like you. So it'll be similar to YouTube, where you can play tracks and stuff like that, and they just. So they made a deal with
record labels.
Yes, sir.
SoundCloud, you finally did something right. Now, I've been seeing a lot of posters that say SoundCloud's fucking up.
Oh, you've been seeing that?
Have you seen that?
No.
A lot of people are just like, yo, what's wrong with SoundCloud? SoundCloud sucks. And sometimes I'd have issues, you know what I mean? I'd be trying to get songs or just look at songs and hear tracks. And it's like, oops, something's wrong. Oops.
SoundCloud, what's the motto with you?
SoundCloud's doing something proper. Yay.
Borderlands 2 Vita is going to release early 2014. That's pretty good. Borderlands 2, a full game like that, a full first-person shooter. It's going to be re-releasing on the Vita. It's going to be good. Going to be awesome. Are you still going to get a Vita, DJ?
I'm going to try, buddy. Actually, dude, I'm trying to save up to move to Denver, buddy. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, okay. So you are moving up there?
I'm going to try, buddy, but that's not going to stop nothing. You know what I mean? Like, definitely going to still do everything that we do now. Yeah. And, you know, I just, dude, it's the best thing for me, brother. I just really need to be up there. You know, but, yeah, dude, so I'm going to try and actually save up for that. But if I can get a PS Vita, want to give me a PS Vita so that way we can link up, bro.
Yes, sir.
Because is it like where it's just online and you can play your buddies too? It's just handheld, right?
Yeah, it's just like a PS3, but in your hands.
Can you show video on there? Can I see you while I'm playing?
No, I don't think so.
Can you talk to each other?
Yeah, you can use
each other?
Skype and or online, yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir. That's
dope. Well, I'm gonna have to get one of those, dude. They're only like $150, right?
Yes, sir. Pretty good.
I might get one soon, dude.
And real quick, you're talking about moving to Denver and nothing's gonna change, but you know how we do this on Skype, and there was a listener that said that asked like a listener did in the earlier episodes if we ever met each other face to face. And you know the only time that we've met was
when I did that gig?
Yeah, that was the only time.
I know, dude. And then we gotta we're gonna have to get together and do one of those live podcasts like we were talking about, bro.
Yeah.
We gotta pick a place, man. Let's just do it. Maybe here in the next couple of weeks, let's try and plan something. Maybe we can go get a cool little, like, let's get a little banner made, bro. How cool would that be? Would you be cool with that? Let's do it for real. Let's get a couple banners made. I got a really, really, really good buddy that, you know, can help us out with that. We'll get some Raw Pod banners made, bro. You know what I mean? We'll talk to him about stickers. That'd be so cool. We need some Raw Pod stickers for the listeners. What do you think about that?
Yeah, stickers and everything.
I'm down to throw some cash towards that, bro. If you're down with it, you know what I mean? I'll shoot you some ideas. I'll get some cash together, bro, and I'm down to pitch in cash, dude. I'm down to just get it, and you know what I mean? You help me out so much and stuff like that, and I really appreciate it, bro. And I'll get some stickers and stuff like that made. So that way when we go out and hang out, brother, we can put up a banner on the table and stuff and just raw pot it out, bro.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool, man. You know, have our own little table with a banner on it, and we have our stickers on our cars and stuff like that, dude.
That'd be definitely pretty good, dope. Man.
All right, man. Well, so, I'll definitely keep you up on that, man. Well, it'll be a surprise. Okay.
All right. Sounds good, man. Handing out stickers, huh?
Oh man, dude. And, I can post that all over my, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and I can slap it on my laptop, dude. So anywhere as I go, I got a pod all over me.
Yo.
Be cool, man. We can have some shirts. Let's make some shirts, dude. Me and you, we can have some cool little co-host shirts. You know what I mean? Like, oh, dude, that'd be awesome, brother. Just repping the Duke City, man, having Raw Pod shirts. So every time we Raw Pod, we got our Raw Pod shirts. That'd be so cool.
Raw Pod onesies. I'm just kidding. That's good.
Bro, as long as it's got the cowboy boots on the feet, man, I'd be wearing that shit. Oh man, dude, that's dope.
Then when you're walking through in a public place, you have those stickers, and when you're walking past somebody, just slap one on their backpack or something.
Yeah, you know, hand them out and
Rock pod. You just got rock pod.
Right there, you go, dude. Or you can while you're at the drive-thru, buddy, you can hand them out and say, hey, look, I want to rock pod someone. You
know? Oh yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and have my change to the person in the back and give them a sticker and let them know that. They just been rot potted, you know what I mean? So that way, you know, we could put a link on the bag. We could make like a little stamp. So that way when they see it or get it, they could be like, all right, well, we'll look these dudes up. And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get some fans, good, dude. We could get out there more, you know, that'd be cool.
Pretty good. Then if, listeners want some stickers, you know, they could do the same thing. Rot pod the guy behind me. You just got rot potted. Sounds good, like bro. That. Sounds good, man. But, yeah, to the listeners, if you ever wondered, me and DJ, we only met once.
How long have we been doing this for, though, brother?
Months.
We've been, man, when did I come on? That'd be a cool topic to talk about. When did I come on with you, buddy? When did I actually start talking to you? I don't even remember when we started talking to you.
That was even before you came on, too.
Right. We were talking for a bit, right?
Before, yeah. Come closer to the mic.
Sorry, brother.
Yes, sir. But yeah, sounds like a plan, buddy. Sounds like a plan. And real quick, while we're wrapping this up, opening this week in theaters, I, Frankenstein, Gimme Shelter, Gloria, Knights of Badassdom, Run and Jump, Stranger by the Lake, Visitors, and What's Playing Right Now, Jack Ryan, Ride Along, Lone Survivor, Devil's Due, The Nut Job, and new releases in Redbox, Captain Phillips, Blue Jasmine, Instructions Not Included, The American Ghost Story, and most popular in Redbox, Prisoners, The Butler, The Family, Percy Jackson, Kick-Ass 2, Despicable Me 2, and Fast and Furious 6. Fast 6, buddy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You going to pick up any of those, bud? You going to get any of those to Redbox or anything like that? You going to pick up Fast 6?
No, I'm gonna buy that one.
You're going to buy it?
Yeah, but I think the one I want to check out is Kick-Ass 2.
What about Bad Grandpa? Is it going to show up on Redbox?
Bad Grandpa? Probably not yet. Probably later down the line.
Nice. Definitely have to check out Redbox and get Fast 6.
Yes, sir.
Have to try it out. You have to put your bank card on there, right?
No, Redbox?
Right. Don't you have to stick your little bank card in there to use it?
Yeah, you have to have an email address and a bank card. Yes,
so
sir.
So they can steal money out anytime they want to. I'm just kidding.
Government, man.
Right. Cool, dude, cool. I was hearing that our dollar isn't going to mean much here in about not too long. That the American dollar is just going to be, it's going to be nothing.
Yeah, it's going down.
How scary is that going to be, bro? What are we going to do when money doesn't mean anything?
I don't know, man.
What's the world going to do, man? Jeez. That's scary to think about, huh?
Yeah, if you really think about it that deep, then it's just, it's pretty scary.
It's a trip, man. If the dollar doesn't mean anything, what are we going to do? How are you going to get paid? What will society turn into if nobody can get money? And the dollar doesn't mean anything. All the millionaires and all that stuff, bro, with all that money.
That's right. All the millionaires.
It won't mean nothing.
It won't mean nothing. Probably have to barter.
Kanye and Jay-Z, they wouldn't be balling anymore, bro. We would all be the same person, dude. We wouldn't have no money. Yep. It wouldn't be worth nothing. Unless they have offshore accounts.
But at least if they probably do. But, you know, they have a little bit more items than us. So they could usually, like a barter. If it comes down to that.
You think someone's going to barter over a Lamborghini?
That's right. Then it would be a hard time getting gas, huh?
I mean, like, yeah. Oh, dang. I didn't even think about that, dude. How would you barter gas?
Man, gas company would, I mean, like right now, like gas company would be the richest ones.
But think about this. If the oil refineries stop and all the people can't get paid to produce the oil, everything's going to stop. So once this gas is the rest of what we got, that's it. And then it's going to be total chaos. Oh, man, that's crazy to think about, dude. We got to talk about some stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, crazy, crazy.
Crazy, crazy, listeners. All right, listeners, yeah, if you have any questions, comments, go ahead and send them to us. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Yeah, share anything with us. Don't be scared. Share it with your friends, family. Let's get more listeners out there. Get some share the Rot Pod with everybody. So,
share the Rot Pod love. Dude, I finally hit 420-plus followers. So shout out to all the people that have been following me and all my new followers. I'm so happy right now. Like, that means I'm almost to 500, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, that's a real big point for me. You know, that's pretty amazing whether or not they're always listening. But that's awesome, bro. You know, so I can't wait until Rot Pod hits 100,000, 500,000.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
600,000. Bro, that'd be cool. What do you think?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. I appreciate the listeners and haven't been asking this, but if you could share the Rot Pod with your friends, family, and just get the word out there, and let's see what we can do with this. And just like DJ mentioned, Mr. B, myself, I like giving out stuff and just getting Rot Podded and just trying to do good for the community and the listeners and all that. And that's one of the things I always wondered why popular podcasts they don't do stuff like that. And I would like to do that one if we get big, and just start giving out stuff, handing out stuff, and just do a lot of stuff for everybody, you know?
Yeah, you know, I definitely want to do that. I definitely want to do that too, you know, make mixes and things like that and cool stuff like that and burn CDs and hand them out with stickers and shirts. That'd be cool, man. You know, I'm down to invest in my listeners and followers, you know? So you guys show the love, and I definitely want to show love and appreciation back, you know what I mean? Just as much as we can, you know, and I'm sure you do too, Mr. B. Yes, what do you think about that, buddy?
Interaction with the listeners is all we want, buddy.
Right?
So help.
It makes it all worth it.
Yeah, it makes it all worth it to know as much of the listeners as we can about them and just sharing everything.
Hit us up. Don't be shy. Yep. We're real cool dudes. We're cool cats. We like to interact and talk with people. You know what I mean? Yep. Since I'm always on the phone and stuff like that, you know, give me a shout out. Give Mr. B a shout out. We'll definitely answer some questions. We'll shoot the breeze with you. We'll shoot the breeze with you online. It's always cool to just hear some new stuff. So get at us. Hang out with us.
And we don't have to meet in person face to face, just like me and DJ. Just hang out with us during the Rock Pod episodes and we'll be cool.
We're cool dudes.
Alrighty. Reach me at ROTPOD and find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. DJ's mixes, his new mix is up there with a poll. Take that poll.
And everybody go blow up Mr. B's Instagram.
Instagram. Oh yeah.
Follow Mr. B in the Rock Pod.
I'll try and post some interesting photos.
We got to, I got a cool concept for that. We can talk about, Rock Podded, brother. You can post every time you've been generous enough to Rock Pod somebody and get it out there, you know, place your, where you're at, you know what I mean? Place your location. Somebody was Rock Podded here and we'll get that hashtag Rock Podded up on the Instagram and have that start flying around, the ABQ, man. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. All right.
Let's do that.
Sounds good. All right. Yeah, there's more to talk about, but as I say every week, we'll see you in the next episode. This is number 46 in the books, and we're going to title this, What's the Motto with You?
Adios, adios.
And DJ, Professor Xavier or Magneto?
Oh, damn. I'm going to have to say Xavier, brother.
All righty. Any last words, DJ?
Adios.